Hello listeners, today we are talking debating with debating coach Miss Callista Williams and her team members Eloise Patterson, Abigail Ferret and Zara Darling, all from the 8.1 team. Welcome everybody.
Hi.
Hello. Now, what round are we in for debating, Miss Williams?
Round, or
yourself? Go for it. Tell
round
me.
Round three.
Round three. Okay. How successful were you in your first two debates?
Well, we had a bye on the first round.
Okay.
But in our second round, we were doing sports gambling being banned.
Ooh.
Sports. We were the negative team.
Ooh.
So we thought it shouldn't be banned, and we did win that one by a
wow. You must
yes.
have done really well, because that's a pretty controversial topic at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you prepare for that?
Well, we did a mock debate the day of,
mm-hmm.
where we learned that I could not do rebuttal. Yeah, we started writing our speeches a few weeks before and just kind of getting ready for it.
And what were some of your counter arguments?
Oh, okay. Well, one was anything can be an addiction, not
mm-hmm.
just gambling, things like drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar.
And sugar, yeah.
Yes, okay. Right. You must have been pretty convincing.
Yeah, it was a rough topic.
Yeah. And so you prepare. Are you allowed palm cards?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So how many palm cards are you allowed, or is it unlimited?
Unlimited.
Unlimited. Well, that's good. Okay. And I know there's different roles in debating of the different team members. Can you explain that for us, Callista?
Yeah, so you have three speakers that talk on the night, and then you also have someone who's a chairperson, so they kind of just guide the progression of the debate, or you have a timekeeper, so what Eloise did last time, and you just ding a bell when someone's about to go for
yes.
too long. But yeah, so three speakers. We have an extra person as well who will just sit with me and get feedback for next time as well.
Okay,
yeah,
great. And is the third speaker who has to come in with a more improvised
Yeah, so they
approach?
Come back with the rebuttal for the whole other team pretty much. So we try and be organised and pre-prepare some. So we
mm-hmm.
try and brainstorm
what the possibilities
the other team might
may
say.
Be. Mm-hmm.
But we are trying to practice doing it on the fly, because our last debate is short prep, so they
sure.
don't get the topic in advance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when the debate's occurring, the rest of the team members are writing down possible rebuttals?
Yes.
Is that, and passing them along?
Yes.
Okay.
Without talking.
Without talking. Okay.
Yes.
And Abigail,
yeah.
how do you control your nerves when you're speaking in front of an audience?
Just kind of fake it till you make it, I guess.
Good one, yes.
Yeah, I always get a bit nervous public speaking sometimes, but especially with rebuttals, I learned this time I have to be a bit more prepared with my rebuttals, and
uh-huh.
I kind of lost control of my flashcards a bit. They kind of went, but the adjudicator said I had a good recovery, so...
Excellent. Okay. And so it's been being able to improvise in the moment and keep sort of that control over your thoughts
yeah.
and mm-hmm. then articulate them. Okay. Have you debated Callista in the past?
Yeah, I did. I did up to grade 11 or 12,
uh-huh.
yeah, which is very intense.
Yes.
But I think it's just great for confidence building and public speaking. You've got to learn to be able to say things on the fly and use your brain in different ways, especially coming from science. It's a very different way of thinking, but I love it. I think it's great, yeah.
And so it's in the persuasive genre,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
So we do a lot of work with persuasive speeches and texts in English. Has that supported you in debating?
Oh, not really, honestly. We haven't
You're not meant to say that in the podcast.
Well, we haven't done persuasive this year. So
this year?
I have, yeah, I've kind of forgotten
and it's also
everything.
Okay.
A bit of a different structure, because in persuasive English, you're not meant to say stuff like, I believe.
Right.
Which you do say a bit in debating.
Okay.
It's kind of just different
so
structure.
You're in a first person
A little
position.
Bit more in
yeah.
formal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well... I'm sure the English teachers are looking forward to recapping persuasive devices and emotive language in English.
Sorry, Miss George.
Thank you so much for having a chat, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.